All right, so thinking of getting behind the wheel of a BMW, or maybe you're already cruising in one and want to make sure it stays in tip-top shape? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of BMW maintenance. We've got a fantastic article here from Autoscope Plano,
Sounds good.
a renowned BMW repair shop in Texas, and they've packed it with tips and tricks to keep your Beamer running like a dream for years to come.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about BMWs is they really do require a slightly different approach to maintenance compared to your average car. You know, it's not just about changing the oil and rotating the tires. These are high-performance machines, finely tuned pieces of German engineering. And to really get the most out of them, you need to understand their unique needs.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's start with the basics. Why is regular maintenance so crucial for a BMW?
Think of it this way. Regular maintenance is like taking your BMW to the gym. It's about keeping all the parts in top shape so it can perform at its best. And the benefits go beyond just avoiding breakdowns. You'll get better fuel efficiency, smoother handling, and a longer lifespan for your car. Plus, a well-maintained BMW holds its value much better, which is great news if you ever decide to sell it down the road.
Absolutely. Yeah, nobody wants to be upside down on their car. Okay, so regular maintenance is a must. But what does that actually look like for a BMW? Are we talking about taking it in every other week?
Not quite. BMWs have a built-in maintenance reminder system that will tell you when certain services are due.
Convenient.
But generally speaking, you should be thinking about oil changes every 7,500 miles or 12 months, whichever comes first. Brake inspections should be done every 10,000 to 15,000 miles. And when it comes to tire rotation and alignment, aim for around 10,000 miles as well. Oh, and don't forget about your battery. That should be inspected every 24 months to make sure it's still going strong.
That seems manageable enough. But what about those BMW owners who like to tinker under the hood themselves? Is there anything they can do to keep their car happy between those major service intervals?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
There are several simple checks you can do at home to keep your BMW in tip-top shape.
Okay.
Checking the tire pressure regularly, for example,
Okay.
is super important. It affects everything from handling to fuel efficiency. You can usually find the recommended tire pressure in your owner's manual
All right.
or on a sticker inside the driver's side door.
So we've got the basics of oil changes, brake inspections, tire maintenance, and battery checks. But let's get into the nitty-gritty. Autoscope Plano provides this incredibly detailed maintenance checklist that covers pretty much every aspect of a BMW. What are some of the key things we need to pay attention to here?
Well, one thing that often gets overlooked is the cabin air filter.
You mean the thing that filters the air coming into the car?
Right.
I never even think about that.
It's easy to forget about, but a dirty cabin air filter can actually impact the air quality inside your car. And this can not only affect your comfort, but could even trigger allergies.
Wow, that's a great point. So how often should we be changing those cabin air
It's
filters?
generally a good idea to change your cabin air filter every 12,000 miles or so.
Okay.
But if you live in a particularly dusty or polluted area, you might want to do it even more frequently.
That makes sense. Now, what about the engine? Aside from regular oil changes, what are some things we need to do to keep that Bavarian heart beating strong?
One thing that's crucial for BMW engines is using the right type of oil. BMWs are very specific about the oil they need, and using the wrong type can actually cause damage. They often recommend using synthetic oil, which offers better performance and protection than conventional oil.
So no cutting corners on the oil. Now, I know BMWs are known for their sophisticated engineering, and that includes a whole bunch of different fluids. What are the essential fluids we need to keep an eye on, and why are they so important?
You've got your engine oil, of course, which we've already talked about. But in addition to that, there's transmission fluid, brake fluid, and coolant, also known as antifreeze. Each of these plays a vital role in keeping your BMW running smoothly and safely. Transmission fluid, for example, keeps the gears lubricated and prevents them from overheating.
Okay, so neglecting the transmission fluid is like sending our transmission to a sauna.
Exactly.
A good idea.
And brake fluid is crucial
Oh,
for,
yeah.
well, braking. It transmits the force from your foot on the brake pedal to the brake calipers, which then clamp down on the rotors to slow or stop your car. Low brake fluid can drastically increase stopping distance and compromise your safety on the road.
It's a bit scary. So how often should we be checking and changing these fluids?
Well, It varies, depending on the specific fluid in the model of your BMW.
Okay.
Your owner's manual will have the most accurate information for your car.
Right.
But as a general rule of thumb, it's a good idea to have your mechanic check the levels of all these fluids during your regular service appointments.
All right, fluids, check.
Yes.
We're starting to paint a pretty clear picture of what it takes to keep a BMW in tip-top shape. Now let's shift gears and talk about tires. What makes tire maintenance so crucial for BMWs, especially given their performance-oriented nature?
BMWs are designed for precise handling,
right,
and responsive performance, and your tires play a huge role in that. Everything from tire pressure to tread depth to alignment can affect how your BMW drives.
All right, so let's break it down. We've talked about check and tire pressure, but what about tread depth? How do we know when it's time for new tires?
There's a simple trick you can use called the penny test.
Okay.
Take a penny and insert it into the tread grooves of your tire with Lincoln's head facing down.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see the top of Lincoln's head, it's time for new tires.
That's a handy tip. So we've covered tire pressure and tread depth. Now, what about alignment? Why is it important, and how often should we be getting it done?
Alignment ensures that your wheels are pointing in the right direction and are properly angled
right
in relation to each other and the road.
Okay.
This not only improves handling, but also helps to prevent uneven tire wear, which can save you money in the long run. It's generally recommended to have your alignment checked every 10,000 miles or so, or if you notice your car pulling to one side or your steering wheel feeling off-center.
So we've covered quite a bit of ground here.
Yes, we have.
Regular servicing, those handy checks you can do at home, the importance of using the correct fluids, and the ins and outs of tire care.
It's a lot.
But let's face it, BMWs are known for being a bit more expensive to maintain than some other cars. Are there any ways to keep those costs down without compromising on quality?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
One of the best ways to save money on BMW maintenance is to catch problems early.
Makes sense.
That's why those regular service intervals
are so important. By addressing issues when they're small, you can often avoid more costly repairs down the road.
So regular checkups are like catching a cavity before it turns into a root canal.
Precisely.
Good analogy.
And another tip is to stick with original equipment manufacturer parts, commonly known as OEM parts.
OEM parts. I've heard that term before.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory. What are they exactly?
OEM parts are parts that are made by the same manufacturer that made your car.
Okay.
They're designed to meet BMW's exact specifications and are often more durable and reliable
right.
than aftermarket parts. So while they might cost a bit more up front, they can save you money in the long run by lasting longer and performing better.
So it's like investing in a high-quality pair of shoes.
Yeah.
They might cost a bit more,
yeah.
but they'll last longer and feel more comfortable in the long run.
Exactly.
Okay, good analogy. It's about choosing quality and peace of mind. You know, what I find fascinating about BMWs is that they're not just cars, they're an experience. They're engineered for performance, precision, and driving pleasure.
And that's a great point to wrap up this part of our deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground here, laying the foundation for understanding what it takes to keep a BMW running at its best, but we're not done yet. When we come back, we'll delve even deeper into the world of BMW maintenance, exploring more tips and tricks to ensure your Beamer stays in peak condition for years to come.
Can't wait.
Welcome back. We're in the thick of it now, exploring the intricacies of BMW maintenance. Before the break, we talked about OEM parts. Sounds like those are worth the extra cost for peace of mind. But besides using quality parts, are there any other pearls of wisdom from Autoscope Cleano when it comes to saving money on maintenance?
You know, one thing they really emphasize is the importance of finding a mechanic who truly understands BMWs.
Yeah.
It might seem obvious, but you wouldn't believe how many people take their BMW to just any general mechanic.
So are you saying there's a difference between someone who's good with cars in general and a true BMW specialist?
Absolutely. These cars have intricate systems and require a certain level of expertise. A specialist will have the proper diagnostic tools, experience with common BMW issues, and knowledge of the specific quirks of different models.
It's like taking your gourmet meal to a food critic versus a microwave enthusiast.
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying all general mechanics are bad, but when it comes to something as complex as a BMW, you really want someone who speaks the language, so to speak.
And Autoscope Plano seems to fit that bill.
They certainly do. They've got decades of experience working exclusively on BMWs, and their technicians undergo specialized training. Plus, they offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all their labor, which shows real confidence in their work.
Wow, that's a serious warranty. It sounds like they're putting your money where their mouth is.
They are. And they're also big on transparency. They provide detailed diagnostics and upfront pricing, so you know exactly what to expect. No hidden surprises or inflated bills.
That's always a relief. Now, beyond the nuts and bolts of maintenance, I noticed Autoscope Plano also touches on a broader theme in their article. The philosophy behind owning a BMW. It's not just about getting from point A to point B, is it?
Not at all. They describe it as an investment, not just a car. And they're not just talking about resale value here. It's about the investment you make in the driving experience, the performance, the sheer joy of owning a machine that's engineered for excellence.
I love that. It's about appreciating the craftsmanship, the legacy behind the brand.
Exactly. Yeah. And part of honoring that legacy is taking care of your BMW, making sure it stays in top condition for years to come. It's about extending the life of that exhilarating driving experience.
So switching gears a bit, let's talk about some common issues that BMW owners might encounter. The article mentioned something about the VANO system. What's that all about?
Ah, yes, the VANO system. It stands for a variable Nockenwellensteuerung, which is German for variable camshaft timing. It's a pretty ingenious system that helps to optimize engine performance and fuel efficiency.
Sounds complicated.
It can be. The VANO system uses solenoids and actuators to adjust the timing of the camshafts, which control the opening and closing of the engine valves. This allows the engine to breathe more efficiently and produce more power. But like any complex system, it can have its quirks.
So what kinds of problems might pop up with the VANO system?
One common issue is a VANO solenoid failure. These solenoids control the flow of oil to the VANO's actuators, and if they fail, it can cause all sorts of problems, like rough idling, poor acceleration, and even a decrease in fuel economy.
Sounds like something you'd want to catch early.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Luckily, there are some warning signs that your VANO system might be acting up. If you notice any of the symptoms we just mentioned, it's a good idea to get it checked out by a mechanic sooner rather than later.
So VANOs, a potential trouble spot, but manageable with proper care and attention. Are there any other BMW-specific issues that we should be aware of?
Well, another thing that comes up, especially in some older models, is timing chain issues.
Timing chain, that sounds pretty important. What does it do?
The timing chain is a vital part of the engine. It synchronizes the rotation of the crankshaft and the camshafts, ensuring that the valves open and close at the right time for proper combustion.
So if the timing chain goes, does the whole engine go kaput?
It can lead to catastrophic engine damage if it breaks completely, yes. Luckily, there are usually warning signs. You might hear a rattling noise coming from the engine, or the engine might run rough or misfire. If you notice any of these symptoms, it's crucial to get it checked out by a mechanic immediately.
Got it. So timing chain issues, another potential gremlin to watch out for, especially in older BMWs. But with vigilant maintenance and early detection, we can keep those Bavarian beasts purring like kittens, right?
Exactly. It's all about understanding your car, knowing what to listen for, and being proactive with your maintenance.
Speaking of proactive maintenance, let's circle back to those service intervals. We talked about the general guidelines, but are there any specific milestones that BMW owners should be aware of?
Yes. For example, around the 60,000 mile mark, it's generally recommended to have your spark plugs replaced. Spark plugs are responsible for igniting the fuel air mixture in the engine cylinders, and over time they can wear down and become less effective.
So fresh spark plugs at 60,000 miles for optimal engine performance. What else?
Well, another important milestone is the 100,000 mile mark. Around this point, you'll want to have your cooling system thoroughly inspected and potentially have the coolant flushed and replaced.
Why is the cooling system so important?
It's responsible for regulating the engine's temperature. If it fails, your engine could overheat, leading to serious damage. So keeping the cooling system in tip-top shape is crucial for the longevity of your BMW.
Makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the unique demands of BMW maintenance to the importance of finding a specialized mechanic. We've also delved into some common issues that BMW owners might face and how to stay ahead of the curve with preventative care. And remember, that investment mindset, seeing your BMW as more than just a car, will really help you appreciate the value of keeping it in peak condition.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we're here to equip you with the knowledge and confidence to make informed decisions about your BMW. So as we transition into the final leg of our deep dive, what stands out to you so far? What has you thinking differently about your BMW maintenance?
Yeah, you know, I think what's really hit home for me is the importance of that specialized knowledge. It's not just about changing oil, it's understanding the nuances of these finely tuned machines.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's something Autoscope Plano emphasizes too. that difference between a quick fix and a deep understanding of BMW engineering.
Right. Like, I never realized how crucial the timing chain is, or how even a simple thing like the Vano system can have such a huge impact on performance.
It's amazing how these seemingly small things can make such a difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to have a mechanic you trust. Someone who's not just going to slap a Band-Aid on a problem, but really get to the root of it.
But let's be real. Not everyone has access to a specialized BMW mechanic. What about folks who might be in areas where that's not an option?
That's a great question. It's true. Finding a specialist isn't always easy. But even then, there's so much you can do as an owner to be proactive.
Okay.
Familiarizing yourself with your car's manual, learning to recognize the sounds and feels of your specific BMW, those are invaluable.
It's like building a relationship with your car, right? Paying attention to its little quirks and signals.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of community. Online forums, BMW clubs, even social media groups, they're full of passionate owners sharing tips and experiences.
That's such a good point. You can tap into a collective wisdom, get advice from people who've encountered similar issues, maybe even find recommendations for mechanics in your area.
It's like having a network of BMW whisperers at your fingertips.
I like that.
And speaking of tips, I remember one from the Autoscope article that stuck with me. They mentioned the importance of preventative maintenance, but not just in the usual sense.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What did they mean by that?
Well, they talked about how driving style can actually impact your car's longevity. Things like avoiding hard acceleration and braking, allowing the engine to warm up properly in cold weather. These small habits can go a long way.
It's almost like mindful driving, treating your BMW with respect, not just when it comes to maintenance, but in the way you drive it every day.
Exactly. It's about understanding that this machine is capable of incredible performance, but it also needs to be treated with care to reach its full potential.
And that brings us back to that bigger idea we touched on earlier. Owning a BMW is an experience, an investment in something special.
It's about appreciating the engineering, the history, the feeling of driving a truly exceptional car. And with the right knowledge and approach to maintenance, you can keep that experience alive for years and miles to come.
Well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into BMW maintenance, what are some key takeaways for our listeners? What do we want them to walk away with?
First and foremost, remember that BMWs are unique. They demand a different level of care and understanding than your average car.
And that understanding starts with being proactive. Sticking to those service intervals, learning to perform those simple checks at home, knowing the potential trouble spots specific to BMWs, those are all key.
And finding a mechanic you trust, someone who speaks fluent BMW, so to speak, can make all the difference.
Absolutely. But even if you're not near a specialist, there are resources available. Online communities, the wealth of information in your car's manual. Never underestimate the power of knowledge.
Right. And lastly, remember that ownership is about more than just transportation. It's about appreciating the craftsmanship, the performance, the driving experience that a BMW offers.
So treat it with care, drive it with respect, and enjoy the ride. Folks, that's a wrap on our deep dive into BMW maintenance. We hope you found it insightful and helpful.
And remember, the journey doesn't end here.
Yeah.
Keep learning, keep exploring, and keep those Bavarian beauties running smoothly.
Until next time, happy driving.